We are following up this morning on our report on Arizona's immigration law. Yesterday, we met an Arizona lawmaker who sponsored the bill. He's a longtime opponent of illegal immigration. We also learned about an alliance of legislators and corporations that helped him to draft the legislation. Today, NPR's Laura Sullivan investigates that group.
Walk into the offices of the American Legislative Exchange Council, and it's hard to imagine this is the birthplace of 1,000 pieces of legislation introduced last year in state houses across the country. It's quiet, almost dark. Michael Bowman is the senior director of policy here. He explains only 28 people work here, and they're not writing the bills. In many cases, corporations are.
Most of the bills are written by outside sources and companies, attorneys, ledge councils.
Here's how it works. ALEC is a membership organization. Some of the members are state legislators. They pay $50 a year in dues. Other members are private corporations like Reynolds Tobacco, ExxonMobil, Pfizer. They pay tens of thousands of dollars a year. All told, tax records show as much as $6 million. With that money, the 28 people in these offices put on 3 conferences a year. The companies sit around a table and write bills with state legislators, who then take them home to their states.
Sponsor the bill, Senator Pierce.
Madam Chairman, committee members, thank you very much. This bill is...
One of those bills was Arizona's controversial immigration law. It requires police to arrest anyone who cannot prove they entered the country legally when they're asked. Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants could be locked up, and private prison companies stand to make millions. The largest prison company in the country, the Corrections Corporation of America, was present when the model legislation was drafted at an ALEC conference. Alex Michael Bowman says that's nothing unusual.
We usually pass about 200 bills a year.
So it's it's an effective way to get a bill passed.
Well, yes, it is. But let me just say, it's not an effective way to get a bill passed. It's an effective way to find good legislation.
Most states define lobbying as pushing legislators to create or pass legislation. And that comes with rules. Companies have to disclose to the public what they are lobbying for and how much they're spending on it. If these conferences were interpreted as lobbying, the group could lose its status as a nonprofit. Corporations wouldn't be able to reap tax benefits from joining, and legislators would have a hard time justifying attending a conference of lobbyists. Bowman says what the group does is educational.
ALEC allows a place for everyone at the table to come and debate and discuss and to ask questions. And you have legislators who will ask questions much more freely in our meetings because they're not under the eyes of the press. They're not under the eyes of the voters. They're just trying to learn a policy and understand it.
Much about ALEC is private. It's finances, it's donors. ALEC rarely grants interviews. Bowman won't even say which legislators are members.
You've got private corporations that are paying money to sit in a room with legislators. Half the time, you said, bringing forth legislation that they themselves have written in the hopes that those legislators will bring it back to their states. You're a former lobbyist. Is that lobbying?
No, because we're not advocating any position. We don't actually lobby it. We don't tell members to take these bills. We don't ask them to vote for the bills. We just expose best practices. And so all we're really doing is developing policies that are in model bill form.
So, for example, last December, Arizona Senator Russell Pierce sat in a hotel conference room with representatives from the Corrections Corporation of America and several dozen others. Together, they drafted model legislation that was introduced into the Arizona legislature 2 months later, almost word for word. Bowman says this kind of meeting is just informational. But first, ALEC has to get legislators to the conferences. They encourage them to bring their families. Corporations sponsor golf tournaments and throw parties at night, according to interviews and records obtained by NPR. Bowman says that's nothing special.
We have breakfasts and lunch. They're at like Marriott's and Hyatt's. They're just normal chicken dinners. Maybe one night they actually may get steak. Yeah, we feed the people. We think that, you know, it's okay to eat at a conference.
Videos and photos from a recent conference show banquets, open bar parties, and baseball games, all hosted by corporations. Tax records show the group spent $138,000 to keep legislators' children entertained for the week. But the legislators don't have to declare these as corporate gifts. Consider this. If a corporation hosts a party or a baseball game and legislators attend, most states require the lawmakers to say where they went and who paid. In this case, though, legislators can just say they went to Alex's conference. They don't have to declare which corporations sponsor these events. Kirk Adams is Arizona's Speaker of the House. He went to Alex's recent gathering in San Diego.
If we were to believe that a dinner with a lobbyist would purchase a member's allegiance to their issue, then we have much larger problems than that. It's just simply not been my experience at all.
So do you pay your own way to the ALEC conferences?
I have accepted scholarships from ALEC. I don't think they pay a full transportation cost or anything of that nature.
Here's how it works. Alex Michael Bowman says legislators get something called a scholarship to cover conference expenses, but it's unclear where that money is coming from.
Senator Russell Pierce used one of these scholarship funds to come to the annual conference. Who paid for that?
Yeah, that's Senator Russell Pierce. I mean, he would probably, various corporations and lobbyists in his state help pay for them to go to the event.
But there's no public record of who would pay for that.
No.
Pierce said he received the money from ALEC. Alex Michael Bowman later said Arizona legislator Bob Burns would know. Burns was in charge of pooling money for scholarships. But Burns did not respond to NPR's request asking where the money came from.
Hi. Hi. Can I take a look at the state legislators' financial disclosure forms?
Okay.
In an office at the Arizona State House, a review of records show that not one Arizona legislator who went to the conference reported receiving any gifts of meals, parties, baseball, or banquet tickets from a private corporation. Senator Pierce and a dozen others wrote that they received a gift of $500 or more from ALEC. A review of the 24 states now considering Arizona's immigration law shows many of those pushing similar bills across the country are ALEC members. In fact, 5 of those legislators were in the hotel conference room with the Corrections Corporation the day the model bill was written. The prison company didn't have to file a lobbying report or disclose any gifts to legislators. They don't even have to tell anyone they were there. All they have to do is pay their ALEC dues and show up. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.